there was an optimistic long-term outlook among experts in the province's main economic sectors at a panel discussion at Memorial University on Monday evening. Experts in the fields of oil and gas, tourism, technology, fishing and aquaculture, mining, and engineering gathered in the Bruneau Center to discuss the future of their industries and the province's financial future. Audience member Paul Bean, a retired public servant who worked in geology and tourism, says he felt provincial economic sectors were represented well at the discussion.
This is a good event, and it's a worthwhile thing that the Harris Center has done here, and I think they chose the panelists or representatives from the sectors very well.
All sectors represented at the event were optimistic in their outlook for long-term growth potential in the province. Event moderator with Memorial University's Harris Center, Dr. Rob Greenwood, says he felt panelists were realistic in their outlook.
They weren't Pollyannas, they weren't pie in the sky, but they were extremely optimistic. And so, you know, when we think of the fiscal situation of the province, there are some real challenges. But when you think of the economic opportunity and the economic reality of this province, when we look at debt per GDP, debt per capita, we have some challenges. When you look at our resource base per capita, we have enormous capability to generate wealth for the population that we have.
The outlook is in contrast to doom and gloom projections of potential provincial bankruptcy. Bean says that he feels that the confusion arises from tying government revenue with economic outlook, an interpretation which was agreed upon by panelists during discussion.
The point I was making is that we often confuse the economy with what's happening in government revenues and government spending, and the two are not necessarily linked.
I'm Kyle Reed with Kicker News.